At CSUN 2011, this is Michael Off, and I caught up with Craig Campbell with Ivona. You may have heard of those voices, maybe not, but we're going to tell you about them, available over at Ivona.com. Craig, thanks for taking a few minutes today.
Michael, thanks for having me. A pleasure to be here.
Now, you just changed your company name, right, to match the products that you sell. Is that correct?
Yes, we did. It's now formally Ivona Software, and that matches the brand Ivona.com, where you'll find Ivona text-to-speech voices.
If I'm correct, these are SAPI 5 voices, right? So anyone could purchase these and use them for a number of different screen readers or talking products, right?
That's right. They are our consumer downloadable product is a SAPI 5 voice that's compatible with a number of products that are third-party supplied out there, such as screen readers, as well for schools perhaps with other non-strict vision impairments, such as ADHD or other disabilities. We have aggressively been creating some new languages. We have 10 now, and our goal is, you know, many more in the next 12 to 18 months. We just finished Spanish, and that includes both America's and Castilian Spanish, as well as a German voice. And we'll have French within the next few weeks here to round out our North American offering. Through a partnership with RNIB, we've been able to do some language banking. So on our site, we have samples for Welsh, and in fact, at the CSUN show, we're announcing an Icelandic voice to do some of these small, what would be called low-density languages.
So how does this work? You purchase them by the voice? You purchase each individual voice? Can you buy them as a group, or how does that work?
Well, we do sell by the voice. We typically offer like marketing promotional packs where you would be able to get a male-female in a language for a discount. Currently, that's the only promotion that we have.
Okay, what is the cost per voice right now?
The cost per voice is $35. We're known for having the highest quality or very high quality, and this is commensurate with other similar products on the market. You know, if we wanted to talk about institutional purchasing or high volume purchasing, of course we work with distributors and other institutions for pricing that is scheduled on a lower basis, but the website is $35.
And I assume we can go up there and hear samples of any of the voices so that we kind of know, have an idea what we're getting.
We put a lot out there on the website. Not only are there live examples where you can type into, but we include samples that compare the text-to-speech with the actual human voice as a way to showcase our quality so that you can actually hear what it sounded like as a human voice and then compare to the output as a text-to-speech voice to get some idea of how closely Ivona is you know, pushing into the new uncharted waters of creating very lifelike text-to-speech voices. We just announced a new developer portal. So our big push as we grow the North American market is to work with screen reader companies so that we can ensure the highest quality of integration so that consumers, that is, downloading voices individually, yes, it has to be a SAPI voice, but we'd like to make sure that at the business-to-business level that there's been some QA done to ensure, again, the highest quality from both sides.
Now, these are limited to Windows, right? I'm sure people will be asking about voices for the Macintosh.
I mean, that's a larger question. We have a whole spectrum, a broad spectrum of products that starts with software as a service delivered from our cloud. We provide enterprise class, what's called a speech server, to companies who, for instance, might be interested in publishing DAISY books or something on a mass scale. We then go down to where we've been talking, the consumer level and the SAPI voices. And then below that, we will work with companies and developers. For instance, on Android, we will be announcing iPhone shortly. We have Mego, BlackBerry. And yes, we do have Mac for the development community, but we do not, just to differentiate or distinguish, we do not have consumer downloadable voices at this time for the Mac, but we expect that in the 2011 timeframe as well.
There's been some talk about DAISY and actually integrating the voices into the browser. So you use the browser to read the DAISY book and the voice, and so whether it's Chrome or, you know, Google operating system, just as examples. So is that the future, you think, where you're going to actually open a browser and that browser will have embedded speech in it? Maybe you launch with a hotkey. Is that, I don't know if you're at liberty to even talk about if you're kind of going in that direction.
I can talk about some things. We compiled some statistics before the show, and our speech server SaaS component is reading websites and we experienced over 50 million hits last month alone. So that business is just growing very, very rapidly. So like so many other segments, yes, the SaaS, it's so efficient, it's so easy, there's no ownership costs, there's no IT, it's deliverable anywhere, all the time, it's scalable. For all of those reasons, it's becoming a solution. However, we do understand that for certain communities, and especially in the assistive needs, latency and other requirements, we also have, it's funny, it's almost at the opposite end of the spectrum, that is an embedded solution, but it accomplishes the same thing. So we're having to support both embedded on device as well as SaaS, and we allow the developers, based on their requirements, to determine what's right for their market.
So you mentioned iOS. Is that going to be application-specific uses of Ivona Voices?
It will start off not as a, say, open marketplace, but as a more or less SDK that developers could tie our voices into their products. So that will be stage one.
The Linux crowd, are you doing anything in that space?
Yeah, our company, our tools are actually a Linux platform in-house. So we offer full support for Linux, embedded Linux, and that's we're active in the telecom space, and Linux is the popular platform. If this community is familiar with Asterisk, that's an open source PBX, which is a kind of a telecom exchange product used by businesses to answer their phones or call centers. There's actually a lot of activity, both in terms of volume and revenue, that occurs on the Linux platform, and we're happy to see that grow or extend into perhaps screen readers or other products that might be extended onto Linux, serving the accessibility community. Ivona's strengths are the quality of the voice, this very lifelike. And so much of our industry, the text-to-speech industry, has grown around your account balance is. 5 words is a lot different from 5 hours of, say, reading a book. And so this is where Ivona really excels, is a comfortable, lifelike voice with richness and depth that you'd be comfortable listening to over a 5-hour period, let's say. So these are the types of areas that we're really excited to bring our products to providers and create partnerships and grow our business.
Now, I know some of the blind folks really like to speed up voices, and that's one thing sometimes that the sappy voices don't do as well as. Have you had requests for that? People saying, I love this voice, I just want to be able to make it read 400 or 500 words a minute and still sound intelligible. That's not the easiest thing to do, is it?
Well, for the record, Michael, you did not ask me these questions before this interview started, but you're sure teeing them up for me here. Ivona respects the accessibility community. It's where our company got its start. As partners with, for instance, RNIB, we take great pride in the fact that our voices are fully accessible, and we do recognize these different variables. So not only is it the quality that hits your ear, but it's variables such as the speed up. So we are recognized for our quality, not just at say the regular 180 to 220 words per minute, but they are sappy voices, so they may not speed up to the full speed of, for instance, like a Formant-based deck talk voice, but insofar as the sappy voices are concerned, we've been told that our voices speed up more effectively and efficiently than just about any other sappy product on the market.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what you do in Mac and Linux space, because sometimes there's an issue with SAPI 5 itself. That's not a limitation of Ivona. It's there are limitations in SAPI 5 itself, from my understanding.
SAPI is a de facto standard from Microsoft. We do like the native Linux integration that uses more of the XML-based control level, such as SSML, the speech synthesis markup language. We feel that that's a more native integration, and the control, as you said, it doesn't. We're never left kind of wondering what's happening with this black box SAPI underneath. So that's one reason for liking the Linux platform.
But I mean, someone could, like I said, you have SDKs, so someone could work with your voices directly and circumvent SAPI and have a direct hooks, so to speak, so they might get even more improved performance, right? Is that...
That's absolutely correct. SAPI does, I'm not a technician and able to speak to, what on a millisecond basis, what delays might be introduced by SAPI. But yeah, we offer a C++ interface, and that's often the interface of choice. It just gives the most control. SAPI is nice because it it's a shortcut. It's provided on the system, and it allows a shortcut to integrate things very quickly. But if you want the full range of features and exposure to control those features, then the C++ interface would probably be the best route to go.
Right, that's where you can control the pitch and the speed and do it effectively and like you said, reduce the latency.
While we might be close to going over the heads of some listeners who are just getting into this, I think developers will understand that another limitation of SAPI is that it's not XML-based, and so if you want to create a product that really conforms to standards such as SSML, then a direct interface would allow that. Using the C++, you could then use those WC3 standards such as SSML and XML subset.
I'm curious what we might look forward to on Daisy Books, or I see some talk of using synthetic speech for maybe replacing human narrators for described video content like movies and TV shows. Is that anything that you're involved with or can talk about?
As a commercial company, we're associate members of the Daisy Consortium and certainly interested in leveraging where text-to-speech has its place. As a company, we are actually partnered with one of the premier voice talent recording agencies called GM Voices. And so we give a lot of props to, when and where and why human speech is favored. On the other hand, as you said, dynamic movies or periodicals or rapid production of books or, the millions of titles that are out there that are waiting backlogged for readers, there's lots of cases where speech synthesis and human voice cooperate. And in all of those areas, we want to offer to the community, be it Daisy or members of Daisy who would be producing content, that Ivona is here. We want to be a partner. We have a great solution when and where it's appropriate.
Can you give a quick overview of what goes into the start-to-finish process of creating a voice?
Yes, that's another area where Ivona is a leader in this industry. We're able to create voices in weeks, whereas in the past it has really taken months, if not year or plus. We're able to take, we have a turnkey solution. We take people into a studio, and yes, they record what's called a phonetically balanced script. So that might be the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy river. So a bunch of alliterative sentences that we then take and put through literally a black box process that requires no human intervention, and out the other side pops a text-to-speech voice. So from a finite script, we are able to segment or separate these units, the phonemes, the oohs and ahs, into their respective buckets, and then our engine at runtime can take this from a finite script, produce an infinite amount of content. And so I've just described both the process and how the what's called unit selection works. Right now our focus is working on creating voices that the market needs. And so whether it be accents or ethnicities or age groups, the text-to-speech market we know, and we're guilty like everyone else, has really grown up around the telecom industry. So it seems to be all these kind of 35-year-old females saying, hello, your account balance is. And so we understand that for a number of reasons that there just needs to be variety. It's just not there. I mean, find me the children's voice. Oh, there aren't any. Find me the African-American voices. Oh, there aren't any. We're interested in creating the variety that the marketplace needs. And I think that those types of voices will come before either the technology or the market opens up to mass consumer create your own type voices.
So they can just go learn more about all these things at Ivona.com.
Michael, thank you. And thanks, Saratech, for hosting me. Look forward to talking to you through TTS.
Yeah, I'll quit narrating my news. I'll just write it out, transcribe it. Maybe that's why I wanted to do it, so I could actually see what quality of a newscast I could accomplish with my own voice in TTS. Anyway, live at CSUN 2011, this is Michael Law for the Serotalk.com blog and podcast.